This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, June the 15th, as it just seems to get worse and worse every Monday when we talk and we look back at what happened over the weekend. The labor strife, the negotiations between the players and owners, it seems like this weekend we have finally come to the conclusion that it looks very likely that the owners will just implement a shortened season and neither side will come to a true agreement and neither side will get anything extra out of it and we will just play a short, meaningless baseball season. I mean, historically, we'll get into all that stuff this week and all that, but, an asterisk-laden season without an expanded postseason, most likely, and all that, and then, we get. And, I'll dive into the specifics of this, a good Jeff Passan piece kind of citing the most recent stuff over the weekend. But what it means for baseball long term and all of it. We'll talk about all this stuff this week. Just to set the stage, I think on Saturday it felt like Saturday was the day where we reached the end, so to speak. And look, we don't know what the owners are going to come back with, whether they're going to come back with maybe more games than we're hoping for and paying the prorated once they implement a season. All we know, and we don't need to dive into the specifics of my thoughts on it. You know how I feel about this whole situation, but I do think that it's hard to believe that we've gotten here, that it's June 15th. And, I mean, look, they should be in spring training right now. Spring training, too. That should be happening right now. It is unbelievable to believe that it's June 15th, and not only do we not have a deal, but it feels like all hope is lost. I mean, Jason Stark put this out on Saturday night when everyone was kind of coming to grips with it, the moment, the devastation that, it was going to play out in a way that I think a lot of people didn't expect, that it looks very likely it's just going to be a shortened, implemented season, and that's it. Jason Stark, this tweet really hit me hard. He said, "Even though everyone in baseball has seen this coming, emotions are flowing tonight. Anger, sadness, disappointment, profound worry about the future. And the agreement, this is one of baseball's worst days ever. That's from both sides. One quote, quote unquote, I can't see a single ray of sunshine." That tweet hit me hard. First of all, I think, if you've listened to the show, you know that Jason Stark is my all-time favorite writer. I think he's one of the best to ever do it to cover the sport. But also, the thing I love and have always loved so much about Jason Stark is his just endless love and optimism about the sport of baseball. The prism through which he views the game of baseball is one filled with light and positivity and happiness. And even someone like Jason Stark is beaten down to this point. And look, that's the way it felt on Saturdays, right? When all this information was coming out that the players were basically done negotiating and just saying, hey, set the season. You're not going to move any closer to us. Why should we even try? And look, I think it's fair at this point. If I were the players, I wouldn't expect anything better either. I mean, you just keep repackaging the same offer more or less without any true steps towards the middle and saying, take it. And if you don't, you're the worst. So I understand where they're coming from. It did feel that way. It felt
like true sadness. And I've said, you know, look, they're going to have a season, a shortened implemented season, whatever, you know, however you want to look at it, call it whatever. But it does feel that this is one of the darkest days for baseball. It does feel that way. And I had said that if they didn't have a season, it would be the worst moment for baseball since the 1919 Black Sox scandal. And I think you can still say it's right there. You know, obviously, I think you have to include the strike if you're talking in that perspective, but the 94 strike and so on and so forth. But this is among the worst moments for baseball in my life, you know, in my time being a baseball fan. It's certainly, for me, the most embarrassed I've ever been to be a baseball fan. It's the worst I've ever felt about my fandom. It is the most I've ever thought, you know, screw that sport. And I obviously can't go there to the point where, you know, I mean, you all know baseball is my favorite sport. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I'm not going anywhere, but I understand if people do. You know, and I think that's the thing, and we've talked a lot about it, but the short-sightedness of this whole situation from the players and the owners really is not thinking about the long-term effects on the game. And this is also just a preamble for what we're going to get in December of 2021. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a work stoppage, right? I mean, how could they ever figure this out? It's just, it's really disappointing. It's really frustrating. I 100% blame the baseball's owners. I blame everybody involved, but I strongly, strongly blame baseball's owners. Owners who keep telling us how poor they are, and yet we find out that, you know, Turner comes out and says billions of dollars in television revenue, the New Deal. But we're poor. Baseball isn't profitable. Build the wit. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of baseball's owners. I'm sick of the way the sport has handled themselves, and I'm embarrassed. Let's get to that passing piece as a way to kind of dive a little more into this. Passing with an article kind of detailing the weekend, what happened. Article title, MLB players reject latest offer, ask league to set 2020 schedule. The article begins. Major League Baseball Players Association asked Major League Baseball to set a schedule for the 2020 season rather than counter the latest return-to-play proposal by the league, setting the stage for Major League Baseball to implement a significantly shortened schedule and deepening the labor strife between the parties. In a statement Saturday night, Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark rejected Major League Baseball's latest proposal and said, "Further dialogue with the league would be futile. It's time to get back to work. Tell us when and where." Here is the full statement from Tony Clark, again, the executive director of the Players Association. The statement is as follows. "Players want to play. It's who we are and what we do. Since March, the association has made it clear that our number one focus is playing the fullest season possible, as soon as possible, as safely as possible. Players agreed to billions in monetary concessions as a means to that end. And in the face of repeated media leaks and misdirection, we made additional proposals to inject new revenues into the industry, proposals that would benefit the owners, players, broadcast partners, and fans alike. It's now become apparent that these efforts have fallen upon deaf ears. In recent days, owners have decided the supposed unprofitability of owning a baseball team, and the commissioner has repeatedly threatened to schedule a dramatically shortened season unless players agree to hundreds of millions in further concessions. Our response has been consistent that such concessions are unwarranted, would be fundamentally unfair to players, and that our sport deserves the fullest 2020 possible season. These remain our positions today, particularly in light of new reports regarding Major League Baseball's national television rights, information we've requested from the league weeks ago, but were never provided. As a result, it unfortunately appears that further dialogue with the league would be futile. It's time to get back to work. Tell us when and where." And again, to that point, I mean, the fact that as this is all happening, we find out that Major League Baseball has a multi-billion dollar deal with Turner, that comes out. And the fact that is information when they were, quote unquote, would not open their books. That's the type of information they wouldn't give the players. I honestly, and we'll get back to this passing article, but I honestly, and if you are, tell me why, you know, at James Seltzer on Twitter, but I don't know, I honestly, I can't understand how any baseball fan could possibly be on the side of the owners in this. I can't get it. My only explanation is you don't understand what's happening. That's how I feel. I really do. I don't understand being on the owner's side in this. You know how I feel. I've made it abundantly clear. But it has been one thing after another that has just shown. I mean, again, the owners, Bill DeWitt just came out and said baseball's not profitable. And then days later, we find out about the billions they're making in television revenue with one company for one of their deals. Explain to me how anyone can believe these people. How? How could you possibly say, you know what, I think the owners are probably telling the truth here. Or, oh, the owners, they want what's best for them. That's it. Period. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. They don't care about the players. They don't care about any of it. Facts. Period. Let's get back to the article. The article goes on. A March agreement between the parties allows Major League Baseball to set a schedule. And the league has suggested that in the absence of a negotiated agreement with the union, it could impose a schedule of somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 games and pay players full prorated salaries worth a total of around $1.25 billion. Major League Baseball Player Association lead negotiator Bruce Meyer, in a letter sent to Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem on Saturday night and obtained by ESPN, said, quote unquote, "We demand that you inform us of your plans by the close of business on Monday, June 15th. That's today. Going to be interesting to see how that plays out. In a statement on Saturday night, Major League Baseball said, in part, quote unquote, "We are disappointed that the MLBPA has chosen not to negotiate in good faith over the resumption of play after Major League Baseball has made three successive proposals that it would provide players, clubs, and our fans with an amiable resolution to a very difficult situation caused by the COVID-19 pandemic." It is unbelievable the lies which are spouted. At no point did the owners negotiate in good faith. The owners kept repackaging the same amount of money in different ways and just kept feeding it back to the players. At no point, none, throughout this whole process have the owners seriously taken this negotiation. Not once. Just haven't. BS. Don't believe anything else. At no point did the owners ever concede anything in this negotiation. The owners, the billionaires, who will own these teams theoretically in perpetuity, people have years and years and years to make back the money they lose, and guess what? Have been making money at record profits for 17 straight years. Those are the people who are taking baseball away from you this year because they refused to stand by an agreement they made and then after that to negotiate in good faith, in real good faith, at any point. So the owner saying the players didn't negotiate in good faith is about the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Moving on. Upon any implementation of a schedule, players wouldn't necessarily report to a second spring training immediately, sources told ESPN. The parties still do not have an agreement on health and safety protocol, and we need one before players arrive. How crazy is that? How insane is it? And when we first started talking about this, the only thing we talked about was like, all that matters is health and safety, right? You know, get these guys back when it's safe and healthy to do it, and we'll have a sport. And how important is that? Baseball's been so wrapped up in fighting over billions that they still have not agreed on a health and safety proposal. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for the sport. And it clearly shows what they care most about. Facts. It is what it is. The article goes on. Any season would be scheduled to start after a three-peak. Any season would be scheduled to start after a three-week spring training, though a coronavirus outbreak could change the league's plans. Multiple players on 40-man rosters have tested positive for the virus recently, according to sources. That's interesting. We have not heard that. It goes on. If Major League Baseball does implement a season, both parties could file grievances to be heard by an arbitrator, though neither would necessarily delay games being played, sources said. The union could file a grievance that the league did not fulfill its obligation to play the most games possible, sources told ESPN. The March agreement says the league should use best efforts to play as many games as possible while taking into account player safety and health, rescheduling needs, competitive considerations, stadium availability, and the economic feasibility of various alternatives. The league could likewise file a grievance over the lack of good faith negotiations regarding salary by the union. Sources said, so this is great. Everyone just suing everyone for grievances. I don't know how you could possibly feel good about the future of this sport right now. I don't. Again, their collective bargaining agreement is up next December. This whole thing is happening again in December. And that's coming off a year plus of depressed numbers thanks to this situation now. You think the owners are going to be even more willing to give in to things? Not heading in a good direction. And if they file grievances against each other, it just adds to the strife, adds to the animosity. It's just not ideal. The article goes on. Commissioner Rob Manfred told ESPN this week that unequivocally we're going to play Major League Baseball this year, placing the chances at 100%. Major League Baseball has said it will lose billions of dollars this season, and even more if it plays without fans in the stands, leading to it asking players to take a cut off the prorated portion of their salaries. The union has sought financial information to validate the league's projections and has said the documentation provided by the league has not sufficiently backed up the numbers. I can't believe that's still a thing. And that anyone's defending the owners who won't prove it. They keep saying we're losing all this money and they won't prove it. If you had never met me before and I walked up on the street to you and said, hey, I just lost $100. Can you give me money? You wouldn't believe me, right? I mean, you wouldn't believe that I actually lost $100. It's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable that they have still not backed up those numbers. The article goes on. The union has held firm at full pro rata pay, citing the March agreement. Major League Baseball interprets the agreement differently, believing that the language in it allows for a negotiation on pay if games are played with no fans in the stands. Yet again, just the issue, I can't believe that. The fact that March agreement and language in it or whatever are part of the core or the crux of why this has been such a major issue is it's just so hard to believe that both of these people, or parties, let's say, the owners and the players, signed this agreement in March, and now we're using that same agreement to fight about this new agreement they need because they both interpret that agreement the wrong way. Sounds awesome. Sounds like we really handled this great. Article goes on. The league's last proposal, the players offered 72 games with 70% of their full prorated pay guaranteed and up to 83% following the completion of the postseason. The total of $1.5 billion was the highest offered by Major League Baseball, but it still fell well short of the full rate the players are seeking after losing salary for the games thus far missed. Quote unquote. This is from Meyer. Given your continued insistence on hundreds of millions of dollars of additional pay reductions, we assume these negotiations are at an end, Meyer said in a letter. If it is your intention to unilaterally impose a season, we again request that you inform us and our members of how many games you intend to play and when and where the players should report. It's unbelievable. We got to the point where the players like, just tell us when to show up and we'll show up, and that's where we're at. Unbelievable. The league has been consistent in its insistence that the regular season ends September 27th, citing health concerns as well as the desire of national TV partners not to have games extended in November when the presidential election and football games will dominate the television landscape. The union's last proposal of 89 games would have had the regular season end in mid-October. Quote unquote, your refusal to play games in October is purportedly based on primarily on concern for players' health, Meyer wrote. We believe this is a pretext. Other leagues are planning on playing in October and November. And we have proposed having the flexibility to play games at neutral sites if necessary to address any safety concerns. We believe your position is in part and parcel of your general bad faith determination to play as few games as possible to punish players for refusing to capitulate to Major League Baseball's demands for massive pay cuts. And that's a strong statement. Let's read that again. This is something that Meyer wrote to the Major League Baseball owners and Major League Baseball, in that letter, it says, quote unquote, "Your refusal to play games in October is purportedly based primarily on concern for player health. We believe this is a pretext. Other leagues are planning on playing in October and November, and we have proposed having the flexibility to play games at neutral sites if necessary to address any safety concerns. We believe your position is part and parcel of your general bad faith determination to play as few games as possible to punish players for refusing to capitulate to Major League Baseball's demands for massive pay cuts." That is a haymaker right there. That is a haymaker. That is them saying the owners are not just negotiating in bad faith, but purposefully out to get the players based on what they, you know, on them refusing to agree to certain things. That's a strong statement right there. And look, to the heart of the context, I mean, why can't they play in October, especially if they're willing to go neutral sites on it? I get the worry and stuff, but, I mean, that sounds like a very, very hard line to take on something that could be flexible. And, again, I totally believe that it's the owners negotiating in bad faith. You know I believe that. The article goes on. "The fight over money has been at the center of the discussions between the parties, which included five proposals that did little to bridge the gap. The league increased the percentages of salary players would receive in each of its three proposals, but decreased the number of games played. While the union started 114 games full prod and landed on 89 before declining the counter. The union continued to call for more documents regarding Major League Baseball's financials, citing a report that the league agreed to an extension of its national TV deal with Turner Sports that will bump the annual revenue for $350 million to $500 million. We ask again, Meyer wrote, that you provide us with details on this and other negotiations. He called the negotiation MLB's negotiation stance one delay tactic after another. The article finishes, "The union's maneuver Saturday night could resolve that, end the back and forth, and finally answer the question hanging over the sport for the past 3 months. When will baseball actually return?" So yeah, it looks like we're going to have a return, but not the one we wanted. And again, to that last point, the idea that the owners can cry poor again and again and again and again and never prove it, never show anyone the books, it's outrageous. I can't believe anyone is defending the owners here. I can't believe it. I can't wrap my head around that. Ultimately, I think on a basic level, we should all be incredibly disappointed in the sport we love. We should all be angry with the sport we love. I'm embarrassed to be a fan of this sport right now. In the most unique time in our history, a time where sports had a chance to be more than sports, a chance to truly impact lives. And look, sports does. We know that. Like, it can. But on a grand scale, to impact lives, players and owners fought over money. Not over health and safety, not over how to do this the right way, over money. And as a result, we're going to lose a month or whatever we could have gotten in baseball. We're going to lose something that feels like a real-ish season. We're going to lose any sort of legitimate champion we could get. And we've already lost a lot of hope and belief in baseball. And with the next year set to be just as animosity-laden and acrimonious and all that, it's disappointing, and it makes me scared for the future of baseball. Maybe not in the near term, but in the long term. It's scary for baseball. And again, more than anything, it's disappointing and I'm embarrassed. And I don't really like any of these people involved right now. And look, I'll take my 50 games. I'll watch it. I'll love it. I'll watch playoffs and I'll love it. But because I love baseball. But I think long term, they've really damaged this sport. And I think the future is a bigger question mark because of it. Look, we'll dive into this more tomorrow. Through the rest of the week, we'll continue. We'll start to get more details. End of the day today, we'll see what the Major League Baseball's response to the players is. If they just set a date, maybe we'll know a date by tomorrow. If nothing else, we can get excited about that. We'll continue to be excited about those types of things. But at the same time, this has been a real disaster the way they've handled this whole thing, and it looks like it's going to end the way it started. We'll see. Fingers crossed. Tomorrow we'll dive into this more. There's some really good stuff out there to get into about the negotiations, the strife, and how it's all ultimately going to play out. So more of that tomorrow. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy. Don't let this get you down too much. We will have baseball this season. That is the silver lining. There will be baseball, but not the way we wanted it. So we'll see. Either way, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.